So I think we can have a stronger partnership with other people by embracing this issue in a very proactive, positive way, of which we are already doing leadership stuff in. So I wanted to put you at rest, Amy, about no more heavy work out there. So.
Thank you, Brad. Well, we have not heard much from the director's office on this call or at all. So let's just ask, does anybody have anything burning they need to bring up before we go to Kelly and Amy and get a little, see if they have any input? And that'll be directly before we close the meeting or adjourn the meeting. So do any commissioners have anything that we have missed for today? Okay, thank you. Then Director Siswin or a Deputy Director Amy, do you all have anything that you'd like to contribute to this meeting?
Go ahead, Amy. You look like you might.
Okay, I'll start. So a couple of things. One is that to start with, I spoke with all of you last week one-on-one about the upcoming furloughs, and I just wanted to make sure you all were aware that we as an agency will be furloughing on June 29th, which is Monday, July 10th, which is a Friday, July 17th, and July 24th. That furlough goes from Kelly Suswind all the way down throughout our entire agency. The only folks who will not be furloughing are our AIS team, our Wolf team, and enforcement officers. So everybody else will be not working on those days, and as part of fair labor practices, we are really not allowed to work on those days. So so I just wanted you all to be aware of that. That puts our staff for the month of July at 80%. We reviewed the year at a glance and tried to determine if any of those, if that reduction in work time would result in a need to change scheduling, and to propose that to you. We do not believe that we need to change any of the scheduling that's on the year at a glance at this time. So, you know, the changes that you all talked about today are, you know, completely within the chair's purview. I just wanted you to know that we can meet the obligations from a staff side of what's on there. So I wanted you to be aware of that. And then Commissioner Smith, the good news is that we actually have a really robust climate policy that was recently put into place in the agency. We have a climate change coordinator, Lynn Helbrecht, in Jeff Davis's shop. We have a climate action team, which is actually reviewing our existing actions and looking for risks. We are in very tight coordination and communication with the Washington's Climate Impact Group. So we are poised to have this conversation and are looking forward to briefing the commission, getting engaged with you and Commissioner Baker, and responding to the governor. So we're on this path. And we're looking forward to sort of more horsepower coming to it. So thank you for the leadership on that, to the governor and to you, Commissioner Smith, and to you, Commissioner Baker. Okay, that's it for what I wanted to just summarize. So I'll hand it over to Director Suswin.
Well, in interest of time, I think that covers everything pretty well. We'll be obviously a big deal for us, in addition to working with the furloughs, is coming up with a budget reduction package for the upcoming biennium. And we're scheduled to get back in front of you all with that. So. Situation normal, scrambling.
Thank you, Kelly, and thank you, Amy. It's really good to hear that we're ahead of what I was afraid the curve was on climate change. So, great work.
Yeah, Barbara, can I just dovetail into that? Yeah, the work that Lynn's done, Amy. I've worked with Lynn a long time back in Governor Locke's Sustainability Commission, and. What she produces is a really good document. And I've said repeatedly, how do we share that? You know, where's it going? So I, you're spot on. I know we're doing a lot of good stuff. I think this is just a way to package some of it in a way that we can get, I don't know if credit's the word, but some due justice of the good work that we're doing and increase the visibility of that work and hence the effectiveness.
And just to follow up on that, the strategic plan, the basis of our strategic plan is partnerships, and we can't do it alone, and we can't be turfy, and we really need to develop effective partnerships, and if we don't, all is lost. And I think that what you're saying, Brad, is that this, that the work we've done, we can advance it in a more official manner now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this will be a way to reach out to new partners and in ways that we haven't done traditionally. So I think we will all benefit from this.
Okay, so is there anything else that we have forgotten or that has come up that we need to consider before we adjourn this particular meeting? Any commissioners or any staff have final comments? I want to thank you guys. This is hard work, and the best thing about it is that we can have very, very divergent opinions and stay civil. And I really appreciate that about working with this commission and the support we get from agency staff. So with that in mind, we are hereby adjourned. Talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend, everybody.